Oh, well, we're going down to Tairawhiti now to kōrero to our whanaunga, Richard Brooking. He joins us on our Wāti News Facebook page. So, whānau, if you have any kōrero or any whakaaro as well, then please do whakapā mai, kōrero mai, on our Wāti News Facebook page. Want to mihi to our whanaunga, Richard Brooking. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Tēnā koe, Richard. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora.
Thank you very much for joining us, because we have been following, this is Irirangi Wāti, we've been following the developments or the haringa of the building of the barge and the process being used by the builders and by whānau to build this barge. And we've come to, well, there have been many, many steps to this, but just recently we've now had perhaps new people come involved with the attempted build of the barge, and they've formed working groups and had hui, and we've had whānau who are not part of the haukainga come in to kōrero and give their whakaaro on the barge. A hui was held in the weekend as well too, and I believe you, Mr. Brooking, were at that hui, and so was the, there is a chair of the working group, and his name is Richard Brooking as well too. Just can we just clarify, whanaunga, you the same Richard Brooking that is the chair of this working party working group, are you one and the same people?
Oh, I've got absolutely nothing to do with the working group or the chairperson. We carry the same name. I'm 51 years old. I've been brought up in Te Araroa all my life, and that was the first time I ever laid eyes on the man. So, yeah, I don't know him. None of my cousins know him, but yeah, he's here part of our working group, and it was a bit of a shock to me that he is representing all Brookings, or who carry the last name of Brooking. There's a lot of us that live here in this community, and a lot of us that don't know the man, so... That's all at corporate level, so it's all above us, and their working group is, they've got a few people in there. They've got the token Māori with the moko on his face there. You know, they've covered all bases, but us as whānau and community are not represented well at that working group table. We get shut down everywhere, so I feel sad for our people getting shut down. They ask a question and the working group just move it on to the next question. You know, it's quite sad. There was an issue that popped up about headstones being all piled up in a heap by a bulldozer, and they just pushed that on. No, we're not talking about that. Let's move forward. So there's nothing there for our people, no representation, I feel anyway, at that working group level. They consult us, but consultation for them is going to two houses down and having a hui with that, and that becomes consultation with them. You know, their last one to for consultation would be the rangatahi. So they're looking at going into schools to get the over 10s to see what they feel about it. And you know, that's, I don't think that's right. I know that one of the principals has said, no, this is a big issue for our township, and I will not have that argument in our school with our rangatahi. So we're getting out, as a people, as whānau, we're getting pushed around, and I'm just upset about it.
Richard, would it be fair to say that the likes of yourself, your haukainga, ahika haukainga, and then we do have some whānau who are rāwaho, who are coming in to make decisions about the whenua and about what the development, when they are not, when they are neither haukainga nor ahika, would it be fair to say that?
Yeah, exactly that. Yes. I've got another whānau member. He's just coming up the driveway. I invited him to come along to. He can answer some more, a bit more of the technical questions. So he's just pulling up now. So, Kawhi, this is Noema. He can give us a bit more. We've only just come together in the last couple of days to Claudette.
I'm Claudette Hawiti Noema. Me tuki mihi kia koe.
Oh, kia ora Claudette.
Tēnā koe whanaunga.
Me koe hoki.
Yeah, wonderful to meet you. Wonderful to talk to you. I was just talking about ahikā and haukainga. So I get a sense from my observation up here in Tāmaki Makaurau, where I have been my whole life, even though I am a hawiti and kin whakapapa to Te Araroa, I have a sense that there is ahikā and haukainga, but we have a group, a group of whanaunga who are rā waho coming in to make a decision around the barge on and trying to usurp the whakaaro and the moemoeā of our ahikā and haukainga. Would I be in the ballpark? Would I be right?
Yeah, pretty on the money there, except that those rā waho have also gotten a few insiders just to, I don't know, legitimise themselves a bit, I guess.
Tick the boxes.
Yeah, tick the boxes, eh? So, but there's a bit of that, definitely a lot of that. The majority of the 12 that are there are definitely, they don't reside here anyway. They may whakapapa here, but... They've got hidden agendas. You know, we've got ex-politicians on their board. We've got a few people that are there, but none of them live here and depend on this place. Or put it this way, they all got jobs. None of them are on the dole, and you know, they all have a way to find their, you know. So they're not really representing what. Us, ahikā, haukainga, I mean, the majority of the people that are home are unemployed, are on the benefit, and you know, so I don't see that representation in that group, and I also see a lack of diversity with, there's no rangatahi on that group, they're all the majority, I think there's two females and 10 males, all over the age of 55, I believe. And there's no rangatahi representation, no mokopuna, no tamariki, no nothing. So you're pretty much sort of right there.
And so I just also want to get clarification on the hui that was held in the weekend. So Pākehā media reports have it that there was a vote taken. There were 40 people that were in favour of the barge, 20 people that were opposed to the barge. Now, that might be seen to be an acknowledgement by the barge builders that the community is overwhelmingly in support of the building of the barge. Can you clarify for us that that is actually the case or not?
Well, it was actually a tricky one on the day. They wanted to have a vote. Well, they didn't want to have a vote because they thought they were outnumbered. But I got up and I suggested, no, let's definitely have a vote. And then they done a first vote, and the first vote was actually 14 of their hands got up because I'd done a rough count, and there was over 20 against. And then they said, oh, that's about even. And I stood up and objected, and I said, no, that's not even. That's clearly not even. And then they said, oh, well, we'll do a recount. And then they recounted, and then they come up with, and then a lot more hands come up on the second vote. And it was actually 40 to 27, but you gotta also take into consideration you had the 12 people that were on that working party, which I don't believe they should have had been in the position to vote because they're all obviously for it. So that's a bias. There's a bias right there, and so they should have been objective and just let it up to the people that attended to vote to see what the true representation of the crowd was. So you could also, you could take 12 votes off that 40. So now you're sitting at about 28, and then you had 27 from the crowd. So I don't know what to take from that, but it was actually, those numbers have been fiddled around with, in my opinion, and I knew what they were going to do with those numbers.
So what then... Did the barge developers, did they say that a vote taken here would be one that would give them mandate? Because that has also been something that has been talked about by our whanaunga, who is leading the marketing of this, our whanaunga. And he has come on to Irirangi Wāte and stated that they have the mandate from the community to build this barge. So would that vote, did the working group, did the developers state that the vote taken here would be the one that gives them the mandate to go ahead and proceed with the building?
No, that's not correct. The narrative the narrative that was given to us, because I actually got up and I said, before this vote happens, are we inadvertently saying yes to the barge? And they said outright, no, you are not saying yes to the barge. All we're voting for is to take it to the next step. And that next step is just going to be scientists looking into it. You're going to get a bit of money, because what they had originally said was, if we go past this stage into the second phase, then that's going to give us a $2.5 million grant, I guess, to go towards the scientists to look into it, to get a better idea on what's happening in the Moana environmental impact studies, etc. And then I said, well, wait a minute, you just finished saying that the government don't really want to give you the 2.5 million out of the 45 million unless they know it's going to go through, in which case they'd be happy to give the 2.5 million. But they said to us, no, that wasn't the case, which I knew was rubbish. And they also said to the group that what we were voting for was it just to go to the second phase, and that was it. It is not. We are not giving consent for the barge to go ahead. No mandate, no nothing. It was simply to move to the second phase, which was only about people then taking the next step and looking into it to give us more answers, basically. And I heard from the somebody actually suggested, it would be a free information. I think it was Michelle. She said it would be a free opportunity for us to see what the state of our kapata kai was, and would allow these people to come in and give us a report. And so I got up and I objected, and I said, well, I don't want that report if it means that barge is 100% going to go ahead. You know what I mean? In that case, I don't actually want to know what's underneath the Moana. And it was also made clear to us that those scientists would only be inspecting from the surface of the water down to the surface of the bottom of the seabed. But what actually is in question is beneath that, because they will be dredging. And it's very hard to find out what's 5 meters below the seafloor, isn't it? No matter what scientists you got. And so I guess... Yeah, those were the main issues.
In addition, has any resource consent been given to the barge builders yet? So if they need this report, they obviously haven't got, they need a resource consent to go ahead. And so this is all part and parcel of their seeking for application. But no resource consent has been given yet by either the council, Gisborne Council, or the Environment Court as of yet?
Yeah, well, that was one of the points that a lady from the Crown got up, and she gave a really intelligent talk on the whole consent process, and how they were going about it was not correct. And she was picking them apart. Now, she knew stuff that 90% of that crowd didn't know what she was talking about. We knew that she was talking about the consent process, but we had no idea on the process itself, the finer detail and how we go about it, you know? So a lot of us were in the dark about it, but what we got from that was they were doing something shady with that consent process. And so that's where me, Richard, and I've actually got a hold of Kararaina Ngātai. I'm not too sure if you know her. And we're going to organise a ope, ahika, and we're going to invite that lady that had that information to come and share it with our group. So I wish she was here right now to share that information with you, or even if I knew who she was, to give you her context, because she would be the one to ask all about that, and she would know every single thing that you would need to know about it. But yeah, we don't know enough about that sort of stuff. That's another language.
I did have an opportunity to speak with our whanaunga Kararaina on Monday. I just wanted to follow up.
Cool.
But what we did want to do, and we have also spoken with our whanaunga who are part of the barge development working party. So we just wanted, but there does seem to be a desire by our listeners to get better, you know, more information and clarity from both sides. So hence my talking to Karolina and now to Richard and now to you, Noema. So thank you very much for spending time with us this afternoon. We do wish to keep abreast of what is going on. So we may very well be up here in Tamaki Makaurau, Asra Waho, but, you know, we are interested nonetheless.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for your support. You know, or any help we can get will be appreciated.
And can I just speak with Rich? Noema, what is your surname, please?
Hunt.
Thank you. And Richard, thank you so very much for sending us an email. That was really very, very appreciated, and we wouldn't have followed up if you hadn't sent that email to us. So we do wish you all the very best, and thank you very much. We do hope that you find out, you know, just what the hono is, you know, what the tātai is with you and your other doppelganger, your other Richard Brookin. We do hope that you find out what that is. You know, it's all very interesting te ao Māori, isn't it? But thank you very much, Richard, for reaching out to us. It is very much appreciated. Me tuku mihi ki a kōrua.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Me tuku mihi.